Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Truth be told for the saving of souls.
We have been talking about living in and out of this kingdom. And so we're going to be continuing in that and understanding that and growing in that. So living out of this kingdom is altogether different than living in a democracy. And in the Western world, we think of a democracy. Democracy is, demo means man ruled, krasi, man ruled. So we want to live in a theocracy, God ruled. See that? And that's the kingdom. So, but when you live in a theocracy, you are willing to submit to a democracy because all authority has been established by God. So that's what we have to understand too. And it's really, really important to understand how authority works. And that's the way the kingdom is. The kingdom of God is, it's all about authority. And Jesus said, he said in Matthew 4:17, he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So in other words, repent means change your mind towards this kingdom, and it's at hand. It's right here, and it's within you. When you become a child of God, the kingdom of God comes in you. And now you begin to grow and mature and live out of that kingdom. And you have a king, and his name is Jesus. And so that's the idea. We want to submit to the king. If there's no king, there's no kingdom. So if there's no king, there's no kingdom. And Jesus said you must be born again to see the kingdom. And the word see means to understand. So we want to understand his kingdom now because God wants us to advance his kingdom here on earth. You see that? That's the call of God on all believers' life, is to help people grow and advance in God's kingdom. So we're going to talk about the kingdom. So let's go ahead and stand up, and we're going to look at the vision to build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Give me John 18, if you would. So we're going to read this, and we'll read through verse 38. And we'll just read it out loud together, okay? Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is the truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all." This was before Jesus went to the cross. His own people turned him in. You see that? Sometimes your own people will turn on you. That's why you need a king. That's why you need a king. Sometimes your own family will turn you in and turn on you. That's why you need a king. It's important because, you see, when we have a king, we can count on him. And he owns us. says that he purchased us with his blood on the cross. He redeemed us with his blood. We're no longer belong to ourselves. We belong to him. You see that? That's why in a democracy, you have people who will say, you know, my body, I can do what I want to do with my body. Well, not in a kingdom. You see, you can't just do what you want to do with your body. You see that? That's why the idea is you have to understand that. It's important. And we have to be aware that when you have a king, the reason I'm sharing that you have a king, this concept in Judges chapter, the last chapter of Judges, see, they had no king in the book of Judges. And so judges were ruling. They used judges as rulers. And so it says in the last verse, it says, everyone in Jerusalem did what was right in their own eyes because they had no king. You see, if you have a king, you're going to want to please him. You see that? Because he's Lord, he's master and ruler and shepherd over you. You see that? And you're going to yield to him. And he's going to guide, shield, and protect you as you follow him. See this? Am I making sense? Okay. I was going over some characteristics of a king last Sunday, and then I went out of town. I was going to go over a couple on Wednesday, but we're going to continue on. Did we go over the king's word is law last time you were here? I don't think we did. That's what I have where we left off, okay? So we're gonna resume there. The king's word is law. So when a king says something, it becomes law. You see, in a democracy, there has to be a vote. You have to have all these people that bring legislation in. There's things you can't legislate when you have a king. You can't legislate love. Well, we're going to legislate. We're going to take a vote on this and make sure you're loving today. Make sure you love your wife. We're voting on it now. So since we voted on it, you're going to have to love your wife and your husband. You know, it doesn't work that way in a kingdom, see? God created you. God created marriage. Remember, he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So in a marriage, you can bring the kingdom of God right in your marriage. Righteousness means in right alignment with authority. In right alignment with authority. So when I'm in a marriage, and I do it God's way, and I ask God for God's help, and then I line up with that authority, it brings his kingdom in the marriage. And now, kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. There's going to be joy there. If there's strife, arguing, fighting, and fussing all the time, that's because you're trying, and the word righteousness means legal. It means legal authority. It literally is not a biblical term. It's a term in the court system, and God used it and chose the Holy Spirit to use it to communicate so we could understand. It's a legal term. So when I approach the kingdom of God, I have to do it legally. And here's what happens. When you're arguing, fighting, and full of strife all the time, that's illegal. You're trying to do something that God didn't create for you to do. And that's why it's so painful. But when you say, okay, I'm going to do it God's way. Wow, it just brings peace. It brings life and joy. You know, I mean, you know, Donita and I were in the car going to get, we were doing our last thing, a vegetarian chili at Skyway Marriott. You know where that's at? Troy, yeah, that's one of her places. But anyways, we were going there last night just to get some vegetarian chili. And so we were having fun. It's like in the car, it's like we're having a ball. Laughing and enjoying each other. Does this make sense? Going to get Skyline chili. What's fun about Skyline? Nothing. It's what you're bringing in there. You see that? You're bringing the kingdom in there. Does that make sense? You're enjoying each other. And that's what God wants. He wants you to enjoy your life. When you get this kingdom working, you can enjoy your life. It makes life enjoyable. And, you know, misery comes for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And we're all going to have times where we go through things. It's inevitable. You're going to go through things. Some of you are going through things right now, but it's not going to last if you stay in this kingdom. Remember, we're not going to fall apart like a $2 suitcase when things happen to us. We're going to keep seeking this kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. All what things? Everything you need for life, because you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer. And the word overcomer is the word nikos. That's where we get the word Nike. That's why Nike shoes are such a big deal in America. Overcomer. Isn't that something? God uses a word, a Greek word, to let you know who you are. You're an overcomer. Because there's a competition for the right to life in this world system. And if you're an overcomer, you're going to win. So when I get me some Nike shoes, I think about that. I don't think about Nike and all what they talk about. I think about what God says. I'm in a competition for life, because the world doesn't want you to understand life. Am I making sense? So now, you can understand life when you come under his word, where he is the king and he speaks. So now, look, the king's word is law. When he says something, that's it. That's it. He says it, it's over. Now think about this. In Psalms 1, David was a king. And this psalm, it says this: blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners. So now catch this. He says, you're blessed. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. This word blessed means emotionally healthy. Emotionally healthy. Now think about that. It's the Hebrew word asher. So when you have God in your life, you're emotionally healthy. Blessed is the man or woman who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So in other words, you're getting godly counsel. That's going to make you healthy. But when you walk not in the ungodly, when you walk according to ungodly counsel, if you're miserable and depressed, you need to get you some new friends so they can speak some godly counsel over your life and help you discover who you are. Because that's what church is all about. You see that? His ecclesia, the governing authority of God, comes out through the church. And we speak life over each other. And we help each other. Am I making sense? And it actually makes you emotionally stable. In Isaiah 33, verse 6, it says, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of your salvation. You see that? He'll make you stable. Now pay attention to this. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat with the scornful. Scornful, what's that? That's, you ever get around people who are always negative, or they're always gossiping and saying something negative about somebody? You see that? When you sit in a seat with them, you become like them. You become like that. You see that? If you sit in a seat with that and listen to that, you're becoming part of it. You see that? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Watch this. For his delight is in the law of the Lord. The word delight means great pleasure. His great pleasure is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf will not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. For the ungodly are not so. For they are like the chaff which the wind blows away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the day of judgment, nor sit in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly will perish. You see that? He says you'll be blessed if you meditate in his law day and night, his word, because it's stable. It makes you stable, secure. You know, last night we were sitting on the couch and we were watching a Cavs game. I like a good basketball game. That was a good one last night. They beat Texas. But anyways, after the game, Olivia piped up and she said, you know, Pops, there's this study. It's very accurate. It's accurate. They say it's accurate and it's got a lot of integrity behind it. And it's being spread right now, wide, all over. And it says people who will read their Bible four times a week. It stops them from committing crimes. It stops pornography. People, if you read your Bible four times a week, it has the power to keep you out of pornography. I'm telling you, pornography will destroy your life. That's, you know, I'm just trying to help you see something. It'll destroy your life. Here's the idea. It also, marriages will stay together. Just reading your Bible four times a week helps marriages. They're like 70-some percent of marriages will stay together if they read their Bible 4 days a week. Now, this is saying something. That's letting you know there's power in this word. It's his law. When you put this law, this word in your life, it's going to stabilize you in a way. Just think if you read it 5 days a week. See, I told her, I said, I read it 9 days a week. She goes, I know. This is important when we understand this. A king's law is absolute. His word is law. No one can countermand his orders, negate his pronouncements, set aside his decrees, or amend his status. When the king says something, it's over. It's over. A king personally owns everything in his domain. A king, remember, Jesus is the king. A king personally owns everything in his domain. Kingdom. You see that? Kingdom. I like to break down words. Now think about this. Other leaders in other countries, okay, they are citizens like everyone else in their countries. So like in a democracy, that's what you have. The leaders are even citizens in the democracy. See that? Dictators are leaders. What's a democracy? It's man ruled. What's a kingdom? It's God ruled. Now watch. So a dictator, who would be a dictator today? So in a democracy, you have presidents. Now you got President Trump, President Biden. They were leaders, but they were for a time. And then who's the guy in Canada? Trudeau. Did I say it right? He was a prime minister. He's in a democracy. See, I'm trying to help us see how this works in government and kingdoms and this ruling. Now watch. A dictator would be Putin. He's a dictator. And they rule by controlling. And whatever they acquire is always by fraud or theft. They do it illegally because they're a dictator and they control or corruption. They scheme. They do things scheming and corruption against people. You see, in a kingdom, we don't control people. Only Jesus. Are you with me? And even he won't control you. He wants you to have self-control. He wants you to control yourself. If you can't control yourself, that's because you don't have no king. That's good stuff right there. Did you catch what I just said? If you can't control yourself, it's because you don't have a king. Well, I can't control my anger. Or I can't control my lust. Yes, you can. Just talk to the king. He'll help you. You hear me? If you don't talk to him, some other voice will talk to you. It wants to take you out and destroy you. You see this? And this is what you have to understand. When you have a king, you talk to him. That's why Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And everyone who knows me hears my voice. You see that? And that's why when you listen to him, he's always going to lead you in paths of righteousness and by still water, never to a place that'll destroy you, always to a better place that's going to bring healing and health to you personally. Always to a better place. Amen? So a kingdom is the only form of government where the ruler owns everything. He owns everything and everyone. I like to say Jesus owns me. Because you see, if he owns me, that takes some of the responsibility off of me. Well, I don't like you. What did you say? I said, yeah, it's what the Bible says. That's not my opinion. It's what the Bible says, what my king says. You see that? Do you see that? That's important to understand that. You can make your point by helping people understand. You're just repeating what he says. Sometimes it makes people upset. Too bad. The devil's mad, right? And I'm glad. No, that's okay. That's just a little thing. Are we making sense? So the idea is we can have a king and we can yield to him and listen to him and be governed by him. And he really wants the best for you. Always. Always. And if you let him, he will bring the best to you. Always. Always. Now, but you have to yield to him. You have to go to him. That's why he says, come to me and I will give you rest. Right? In Matthew 11:28. Come to me and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You'll find rest for your souls. You see, if you need rest, you need to go to Jesus. If you need sleep, you need to take a nap or go to bed. True rest only comes from Jesus. When you don't have rest, you're fatigued and stressed out and high strung. It's because Jesus is not helping you. Because he will always help you. Did you catch what I just said? He will always help you. Always. That's significant right there. All right. Give me Daniel 6:8, if you would, please. So now we talked about the king's law, but now we're going to talk about the king's decree. The king's decree. When a king decrees something, he can't go back on it. He can't change it. You see that? When a king decrees something, he can't go back on what he decrees. Because once he decrees it and says it, that's it. Did you catch what I said? That's why the Bible is done, it's true, and you can count on it. Even God can't go back on his own word. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will endure forever. You see that? When he talked about heaven and earth will pass away because he's going to have a new heaven and a new earth. And his word is going to rule. You see that? And you and I are going to be in that, in the new Jerusalem, if you're a new creation. And this is what we got to understand. A king's decree is unchanging. Catching that? All right, now let me, Daniel, in Daniel chapter 6, there was King Darius, Darius. You can look it up and read it later. King Darius. And Daniel's enemies went to their king. And Darius was a king at this time, and Darius really loved Daniel. He loved Daniel because Daniel did things with excellence, and he was one of his best servants. Daniel did things with excellence, and Darius was glad that he served around where he was king. And Daniel's enemies got jealous of him, of Daniel. So they came up with this scheme and this idea to get their king to have a decree, to set out a decree, anybody who prays to another god or offers up petitions to anything or anyone else will be thrown into the lion's den. You see that? They persuaded Darius to issue a decree, King Darius, for 30 days that no prayers or petitions were to be raised to any god or anything else, only to their king. Now, violators would be thrown into the den of lions. This decree was law of the Medes and the Persians. You can read this in Daniel chapter 6, in the Medes and the Persians. Now look what it says. So when a law and a decree went out, it couldn't be revoked. Couldn't go back on it, right? But it was a 30-day decree. Now watch. Daniel's enemies caught him in violation of the king's decree. They took him to their king. And even Darius, King Darius, now he was trapped. Now he has to throw Daniel into the lion's den because they schemed all this. You see this? He had to throw Daniel into the lion's den. Now look, it says this, if you read chapter 6, it says his sleep, he had no sleep. He didn't even sleep all night because he was so concerned about Daniel in the lion's den. It says he spent tormented, sleepless night while he trusted his servant, Daniel, in the lion's den. Now listen, not trusted. He was concerned about his trusted servant in the lion's den, is what I'm trying to say. So now he's in there. And now get this. He prayed. He made sure his enemies. He knew what the decree was coming. Daniel did. He made sure they saw him praying. He got out in the window right in the middle of everything. Got down on his knees, cried out to God. Everybody could see him. Daniel, you see that? And then his enemies talked their king into throwing him in the lion's den. Now he's down there in the lion's den. And he knows he already prayed to his God, his king. And the lions are down there. And there's Daniel in the lion's den. You know, one of the lions are laying on their back. Daniel's scratching them. Oh, give me right here. Can't you see him? Or up under his mane?
Oh, right there where it is.
I'm just helping you out a little bit. Nothing happened. Daniel was secure because he had told, he had a connection with his king. Am I making sense?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.